Little local music bringing us back here. A little Iggy Pop here in Ann Arbor on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Final segment, about 5 minutes to go here with Brian Cook of MGoBlog and Greg Dooley of MVictors.com. Guys, as always, it's a fun, fast hour here talking Michigan football. Well, we are a couple days away from homecoming. There's actually a game. We could talk about this for a moment, that there's a game coming up. The thing that we've been hearing a lot about in the last few days has been this term, the pistol. And everyone's been talking about the pistol offense. And I think that this pistol offense, which essentially, for those that are not familiar, is an I formation offense with the quarterback standing kind of like a half shotgun. Is that a good way to put it? It's kind of like a half shotgun almost near the fullback. And then it leads to that power running game. And it'll be an interesting test, because that seems to be something that Michigan's had a problem with the last couple of weeks, stopping teams that are running downhill at them.
The difference is with the pistol is that you don't really have a fullback or anything, so you're going to have to really jam the box if you're Indiana, if you're going to do the same things that EMU did and make sure that you can run at the weaker half of the line. So it'll be interesting. I think Michigan is going to come out with much the same game plan, because Indiana, their yards per completion right now is really low, so I don't think they're going to be much of a threat deep. And their quarterback is not very mobile. So, I think that the spread hit went from 18 to 21, and I think that's a statement, because Indiana, that spread is 2 points lower than it was against Eastern.
They are a 3-0 football team, but it's kind of an anomaly, my guess. You guys have seen a little bit of what they've done so far, beating Eastern Kentucky and barely beating Western.
Yeah, so they beat Western by 4, and then they actually had a good game against Akron, won by 17. They got a couple good defensive
ends. But Akron played without their quarterback.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
I did not know that. So they got a couple good defensive ends. That'll be an interesting test for the tackles going into the Big Ten play, just because I don't know if they've seen a serious pass rusher yet. Notre Dame's ends are not very good. The rest of the team, you just want to see them keep it up and keep that yards per carry above 10.
they were so horrible in the Big Ten last year. I mean, just getting smoked, I don't know. I don't see much. I do have a warm place in my heart, though, for Indiana. I spent 2 years there in graduate school, so I hope we take it easy on them.
So what are the football fans like down at Indiana?
It's funny.
Are there any?
There are a few, and if you go there, it's a beautiful campus, of course, Bloomington. But
I have been to the campus.
Before the game, we're expected to see parking lots packed, almost as soon as they open the gates right here. An hour before the game, there's a few cars, there's a few loyal people there, with their tables out, all their red gear on, and it's a totally different scene.
Then I guess this would explain why they sold a home game next year to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, to play Penn State there.
It's the kind of place where you can walk up, and I literally did. I bought tickets, 50-yard line, face, right behind the Indiana bench, during 2006, so no problem.
There's two places in the Big Ten that are basically traveling home games for whoever plays there, and Northwestern and Indiana. And I haven't been in Indiana yet, but I went to Northwestern, and it was a lot of fun. It was like going to a Michigan game at a high school stadium.
It was. I'd say, well, last time I was there, it was half full with Michigan people, just about.
And they redo it. They had the flooding problems with the bad weather, I guess, was it last year, the year before? Not that it doesn't matter, the game's not down there, but picking your brain on Bloomington. It's a nice town, though.
Oh, Bloomington's great.
They love their basketball.
They do, and if you guys know, I believe their quarterback, is it Chappell?
Chappell, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Bloomington, I believe. And
Oh, it's a local kid.
I think so. And that's like the movie Breaking Away, right? Dennis Quaid wanted to be the quarterback at Indiana, but this is like coming true. So.
Wait, what? there's a movie where a plot point is that the guy wants to be the quarterback at Indiana.
Breaking Away, didn't it win an Academy Award?
Hey, Bloomington South High School.
Yes. And Dennis Quaid was one of the cutters, the guys on the cycling team, right? Well, he was. I don't know if he was on it, but his dream. He's like, well, I could have been the guy. I never got my shot, and I could have been that guy out there practicing.
Dude, I find Scott Bakula as a 40-year-old quarterback at Texas State more believable than that.
All right, guys, we're wrapping up here. I guess, what are you most looking forward to seeing, or what do you want to see on Saturday out of these guys?
Better linebacker play and the same kind of production from the ground game.
More, a lot of players playing on defense. More depth in defense, a lot of experience for the young guys.
Those are two very good, valid, strong points. I want to see guys get more playing time for more people. Especially later in the game, I would love to see them get enough of a lead where Dernard Robinson can play the entire second half.
Yeah.
Throw the ball and where Will it doesn't Campbell. Matter. And Will Campbell get a bunch of playing time. Maybe finally see JT Turner out on the corner.
Amen.
So we will wait and see. That is on Saturday, homecoming. Of course, no bags. Don't bring any bags to the game. They're not letting them in. Pep Rally Friday, doors open at 2:30, free to the public. So check that out. I want to thank Greg and Brian for being here. It was fun. And I look forward to talking to you guys down the line real soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ira. See you in the Victor's Lounge.
See ya.
That's right. All right. One more chance today for passes to the Victor's Lounge. 734-998-1050. Caller number 7. Appreciate that. And until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., this has been the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.